Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it, a three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Now time for our Cyclone Insider here on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. The voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, it's John Walters. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing great. And that was quite the game on Sunday for the Cyclone basketball team. A 76-66 win against Seton Hall. And it was kind of cool because the fact that they had lost back in November to Seton Hall, 84-76, to kind of revenge that one was, I'm sure, a big win for the Cyclones.
It was their best win of the year. You know, they beat a number 16 ranked team in the country, a very good team, a team that was picked to win the Big East Conference, and that's a good conference. So, you know, to get that win on their home floor, to get to 5-0 at home on the season, really good deal. And, you know, they did it, probably the best part about the whole thing is that they did it the way they did it, you know, with some grit and toughness. And, you know, they didn't score the basketball particularly well early in the game. In fact, about midway through the first half, I think they had about 6 or 7 points. It was a real struggle out of the gate. But defensively, they were good enough to stay in that thing. And, you know, and then the offense got clicking, and they ended up scoring 76. So, you know, to grind out a win like that was really, really good for this team, because that's what they're going to have to probably do in some conference games.
Tonight, it is a big matchup, Iowa State and Iowa. ISU is 6-3, Iowa 7-3. Pregame show right here on Kicks 101.1 starts at 6. We tip off at 7 o'clock. John will have the call. So, this one is kind of an interesting matchup. Iowa has been, you know, pretty good to start off the season. Iowa State coming off a big win on Sunday. What's kind of your thoughts on the feeling of this game going into this one?
I think it's going to be a really good game. I think these two teams are both pretty good. I think they're pretty evenly matched. And I expect a really close, hotly contested game. Garza's playing exceptionally well. Their big man, he's leading the Big Ten in scoring and just a dominant inside player. And you don't see many of those anymore in college basketball. Now, you'll see big guys, but you don't see them get the ball at the rate that Garza does. He took, I think, 32 shots when he scored 44 points against Michigan. Usually big guys don't get the ball that often. They were just dumping it into him every trip down the floor. And so It's really unique the way Iowa plays, and that's going to be a real challenge for Iowa State to, you know, to defend that and do a great job. But I think it's going to be a great game. I expect two really well-prepared teams to battle really hard, and I think it'll probably be one of those kind of games that we decided in the last 5 minutes.
Well, it should be a great game, and Iowa won last year. Was that right?
Iowa won last year in Iowa City, I believe, 98-84. They haven't won in Hilton for quite some time. They haven't won in Hilton, I think, 2003 NIT. Larry Eustace's last game as the Iowa State coach was the last time they won in Hilton Coliseum.
Yeah, well, it's good. They get them at home here tonight. And then the month of December, just a couple more games before getting into Big 12 play starting on January 4th. So, obviously, the big game tonight, again, the pregame show at 6, tip-off at 7 between Iowa State and Iowa. Switching over to the football side of things, on Sunday afternoon, found out Iowa State would be held heading to the Camping World Bowl down in Orlando. They're going to take on 15th-ranked Notre Dame 10-2 on the regular season. Iowa State 7-5. That one will be on Saturday, December 28th. You can hear it here on Kicks 101.1. What was your initial reaction when you heard they're going to take on Notre Dame in Orlando?
I was really excited. You know, you knew that was kind of an outside possibility, one that had been talked about and projected a few times by people that were doing bowl projections a little bit earlier in the season. But, you know, I just wasn't sure that was going to be a possibility. But then when Oklahoma worked its way into the playoff and Baylor moved up a notch, went up to the Sugar Bowl, then the door was wide open again because, you know, you figured Texas would go to the Alamo Bowl, and the Camping World Bowl had really wanted Iowa State a year ago, but Iowa State went up to the Alamo Bowl, and I think the Camping World Bowl has heard so much about the Iowa State fan base, was really excited about the possibility of getting them down there. I know they'd been up to several of our games this year. And so when I heard that news, it was just great news. You know, I mean, it's a real compliment to Matt Campbell and his players. They play an exciting brand of football. They're fun to watch. It's a compliment to Jamie Pollard and the things he does behind the scenes. He's very good. He knows a lot of these bowl people, and he's really good at really selling the case for what Iowa State can bring, and that's the most important thing, and that's that great fan base, because you're not going to get in these kind of bowls if you don't fill up the stadium, and Iowa State fans will fill up the stadium. They're excited about being down there. I think they've already are planning on maybe today getting through their initial allotment and asking for more tickets, and you know, it's really a positive thing for Iowa State, and it's a great thing to hang your hat on. You know, we've seen this happen for years where maybe a team moves up a little bit in the pecking order. We've seen it happen with Iowa many years because of their fan base. And it's something you should be proud of. You know, if you have great fans, you're willing to fill a stadium. And then the other thing I think is the TV folks, they want a game that's going to get good ratings. And the bowl itself wants a game that's going to get good ratings. And I think Iowa State, Notre Dame on the day of the playoffs, you know, semifinals, kind of start your day at 11 a.m. on ABC, will draw a very good number. So that's exciting all the way around.
Yeah, of course, Notre Dame, you know, a lot of history there, but Brian Kelly, the head coach, they've got a pretty good team. They lost to Georgia, that one of their big losses earlier this year. So, yeah, it'll be a tough test. But what you say, John, is really something special, I think, about Iowa, because no matter if you're an Iowa or an Iowa State fan, it always seems like Cyclone and Hawkeye fans travel well, and even you and I Panther fans travel pretty well as too. So it's a pretty nice thing to say that Iowa fans travel well and you're wanted in these bowl games.
Oh, no question. I think that's a huge part of getting great bowl opportunities. And, you know, Iowa State filled up the Liberty Bowl a couple of years ago. Between them and Memphis, they played the host team, Memphis, but that stadium was 50-50. Iowa State and Memphis fans, probably in the neighborhood of 25,000 Iowa State fans down there in Memphis. And then last year, you know, the Alamo Bowl was just a tremendous outpouring from Cyclone fans heading down to San Antonio. So a strong reputation really, really does help you. And, you know, those fans wouldn't be in those seats if Matt and his players didn't provide something to really be able to cheer for. And, you know, like, that can't be forgotten in this whole deal, is that they have really made Cyclone fans proud, and that's why they want to go to these games. So it's a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's for sure. So Iowa State and Notre Dame coming up on December 28th. That is a Saturday with an 11 o'clock kickoff. John will have the call. That's your Cyclone Insider for today. John, thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.